Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. The organization we're talking about today is Grassroot Givers. Their mission to make a connection between the needs in the community and those with resources to share. They do this through two main programs, a community store, which distributes clothing, accessories, housewares, and other basic necessities. The store itself is open to the public, and the Home Essentials program works with other nonprofits to help those moving out of a shelter and into an apartment. Their other great program is the Book Project, which seeks to put books into the hearts, hands, and homes of everyone who wants books but does not have the means to afford them. Through this program, they have given out over 125,000 books and continue to work with many organizations, including the Albany Public Schools, to distribute as many books as possible. This morning, we are joined by founder and co-director Roberta Sandler and co-director Mary Partridge Brown. It is a great pleasure and a delight to welcome you both to the program.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you very much for being here. So, Roberta, how did this whole thing get started?
Well, actually started back in 2009. My background is I was a pediatric nurse, and I was taking a break from my work at Albany Med, and a family had a house fire, and I started to collect donations to support this one family. And from that one family, this grew into something much bigger in my barn, where I was receiving lots of donations. And at the time, driving them around to people in need and agencies that might need the particular items that I was collecting, mostly clothing at that time. Mm-hmm. And then about 2011, I rented space in Sheridan Hollow area at Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless Drop-In Center, and created a small community store where people could come in and choose exactly what they wanted.
So, a wonderful mission. And by the way, between the being a pediatric nurse and doing this, so you're a saint.
I don't know about that.
Nice.
Wait, do I get anything to say about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can have a rebuttal. Absolutely.
Thank you. Reserve my time.
But it is interesting that when you set up something like this, obviously you look and see what else is out there, and so you fill a void, right?
Right. Yes, I think that's, probably safe to say with all nonprofits, there is a need in the community, and we are trying to fill that need.
So give us a sense, Mary, of how you got involved in all this.
Okay, well, I would say right around 2011, Roberta roped me into joining the organization. Haven't looked back since. My background is education and teaching, and I was running a private school. And Roberta and I both have ties to that school. Our children all went there, and we raised our children together through that school. And I've always felt that books were really the key to opportunity for folks in poverty, that really it's the only way that people can ever lift themselves out of poverty is through literacy and through opportunity. I've seen it with my own children. You can think back to when you were growing up, you probably had piles and piles of books and access to the library. And book ownership seemed to me to be so essential to really helping people to have kind of the level playing field. And so in 2011, Roberta and I joined forces. And I do want to say that one of the things that makes us unique is that we say that we give with dignity, and we really mean that. And what that means, how that translates for us, is that we receive donations and we very carefully screen and sort and organize and display everything so that it's in a beautiful setting, so that people feel valued when they come to choose whether it's our books or it's a beautiful suit for an interview. Whatever it is, we put a lot of care into it, because we do feel that just because people are impoverished doesn't mean that they just deserve to get any old thing.
And you do this with furniture and everything. So when people come in, it's
So we don't have the furniture. We actually partner with Hattis. It's a new partnership.
Oh, we've had them on too.
Yes.
Right.
And
okay.
So and Roberta has just recently made that connection with Hattis, so that they send folks to us for we call them the smalls, the kind of the basic essentials that Roberta runs that program. And then Hattis is able to furnish, and actually they deliver furniture to them. So it's
But you do
awesome.
Like housewares and that kind of thing.
Housewares.
So
that's
it
right.
is. That's the partnership with Hattis. A family leaving a shelter and setting up an apartment will go to Hattis for their furniture, and then they come to Grassroot Givers, and we provide pots and pans, dishes, and linens, comforters, anything they might need just to settle in and get back on their feet and not have to worry about, running around and trying to find those things, the home essentials.
So when it comes to the actual space where people come, is that on Washington Avenue? Is that where you...
That's right.
Yes.
We'd
like to talk to you about that.
Okay,
yes.
It's the old Y.
It's the correct. Old Y, and probably a lot of your listeners are familiar with the old Y, which happened to close back in about 2009, I believe
I
think it was.
Yeah.
And we... came along and found that there was space to be rented in 2011 or 12.
Yeah.
It gets a little muddy there. I think it was 12. And there were actually two pools that no longer had any water in them. There were some locker rooms. There's a shower room.
It's a gym.
We kind of took a look at all that space and said, what could we do with those swimming pools? And so we actually moved our stuff. So you can imagine, we filled it up with clothing racks, bookshelves, everything you can imagine, all carefully organized and sorted, and you actually walk physically down into two different swimming pools and shop in a men's locker room. So it's pretty funky.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. Knowing that facility fairly well, that's interesting that you do that. So when you go down, first of all, how long before you got the chlorine and just the overall locker room smell out of the place?
It's not bad. The smell isn't bad. The tile is absolutely beautiful. We always that part is people walk in and they usually do kind of a double take, because we always tell people we're in the, two ladies in the bottom of a pool. That's our little joke. And people walk in and they say, oh, where's the pool? And then they say, oh, and then they look around and they realize that is the pool.
Right.
So folks actually do, they do walk right down into our pool and they shop.
I realize that this is a question that we in this industry refer to as getting into the weeds, but... So did you have to level the floor? Because otherwise you're going into the deep end, right?
Well, we have one. Yeah, go ahead, Roberta.
So there's two pools, and the lap pool, which you can imagine, is just one level. That is where we have the book project in the community store. And then the deep pool is really just considered a storage facility. Customers coming in do not go down there. But
they don't go into the deep end.
They don't go. We,
but
however.
We do. And therein is our joke.
Yes.
Absolutely. We definitely are in
but
the deep
origin,
end.
But originally, looking at the space, I think the quote was $60,000 to cover the pool. And we thought, well, why don't we just get creative and let's go down in the pool. So
We love the look of it. I mean, it really, there's something to be said for preserving, what the space meant to a lot of people. We get a lot of folks, at least once a week, somebody will come in and say, I swam here, my children swam here. And so there's, there's that sentimentality and nostalgia for people that come in that use the Y.
Not to mention that you have, for those not familiar with the Albany area, it is, it's a wonderful, you're a center, you're where you're located is certainly
perfect.
the centerpiece of the community.
Absolutely.
You're right smack in the middle of the city.
Smack in the middle. We always say we're
great
the confluence of many different neighborhoods, one which is Washington Park, which is it's a beautiful neighborhood. But the attractive thing especially with Roberta's program, is we're right on the bus line for folks that want to come into the community store, and we get a lot of foot traffic. So it's in a really nice, a good neighborhood. And we have a parking lot where people can come and drop off their donations to us. So that's also attractive.
Very attractive. All right, let's talk about the book project and how that came to be.
Okay. So as I said, my background is education, teaching. I myself grew up three doors down from a library. So I think I figured out at an early age there was magic in books. And I just couldn't imagine when I read a statistic that said that 60% of people in the inner city throughout the country, that's an average, 60% do not have one book in their home that they own. And if you read studies, what you'll find is that there is a direct correlation between the amount of books in someone's home and their academic success and their success later in life. It's pretty cut and dried. People don't even find fault with that study. That's a fact. So when I read that, I thought, well, that's pretty sobering, given the fact that here we all in the suburbs around Albany, and we could, you know, we have an abundance of stuff, books included. And so I made it my mission to give out as many books as possible. And so when Roberta and I joined forces in 2011, we started thinking about how can we actually get more books out into the community. And one of the things we came up with, a direct way of getting books out, was the Little Free Library program. So I don't know if you're familiar with that.
So what is that?
So it's a take a book, leave a book, book box, and it sits by the curb.
Yes.
And it looks a little bit like a big birdhouse, but yeah. It has a glass door usually.
I've seen it.
Right? And so people can, it started actually in, was it Minnesota or? It's a national, Wisconsin, maybe. Yes. It's a national program. And
one of those.
One of those out there. Oh, that's terrible. Showing my ignorance on national radio.
No, it's fine. It's all fine.
One of those. So we thought Albany was really ripe for kind of starting this kind of a program. And so we went to the Albany City Schools and we said, hey, how about if we put a little book box in front of all of your public school buildings, which at the time was 17 schools. And of course, they said, yes, that's great because it's free, doesn't cost them anything, and we're going to manage that. And so we're up to 14 book boxes, 14 little free libraries. And we've, as I said in the beginning, we've given out about 125,000 books through that program and through others. And we're having a Little Free Library walk-a-thon. If you want to talk about that, we could.
Okay, let's talk. We have 2 minutes, so I want to ask you about the walk-a-thon.
You talk about that?
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
So we are partnering with the Tulip Queen and Court, and it is on April 29th from 10 to about 1 o'clock, and we will be starting at Toast on Delaware Avenue, and we'll be walking through the park. You know, it's about a 2-mile walk, and we'll be talking about our Little Free Library program, visiting them along the way, and a little tour of our facility on Washington Avenue, and then we'll head back. So the plan is to promote literacy in the Albany area, and which is also the mission of the Tulip Queen. And
That's it. And for those of you that don't know what Toast is, it's our little lingo there. Yeah. Thomas O'Brien Academy of Science and Technology, which is one of the elementary schools right on Delaware Avenue. Thank you. Yeah, Delaware.
We all love Toast.
Toast. Yeah. In the
toast.
Morning.
Yes. And final thing, and that is the all-important thing, which is how people can make their donations. As you say, you've got the parking for it, so
we
how do you actually do it?
Have it.
What are you looking for? How do they do it? And how does it all work out?
Great. Well, we definitely, I'll let Mary talk about the books, but we always accept donations Monday through Thursday from 10 to 2 at our facility at 274 Washington Avenue. And basically, you just have to pull into the driveway, and we have many volunteers that'll come out and unload. We do provide itemized receipts for you for your taxes, and we're always looking for any kind of houseware items, more practical, anything a family could use, leaving a shelter with nothing and setting up an apartment. And then, of course, clothing, casual and professional, children's and adults.
Mm-hmm.
And books.
And books. And so we do accept adult books as well as children's books. We love getting children's books because they go out as quickly as they come in. And if I could just put a plug in for the books and the clothing and the accessories are all wonderful for our clients, but they don't pay our heat. So if people want to make a donation to us, they can go to our website and make a monetary donation, and that's always appreciated.
If you want to insert a monetary bookmark into one of those books, that's fine.
Yes, yes.
All is okay.
We like the one.
Nothing keeps your place quite like a 20, right?
It's all good. I like that, Joe. I'm going to steal that
one. Please do. Well, I can't tell you what a delight. You're doing such great work, and it's wonderful to have you share and tell us all about it. You can find out more information about Grassroot Givers. The best way to go about this is grassrootgivers.org,
yes,
correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Grassrootgivers.org, and people can also find you on Facebook and Twitter under Grassroot Givers. And they also have the Walkathon event page, so they can check that out as well. That's also on Facebook. All of these links are on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. When you come to the segment for Falling Into Place, you'll see that there as well. My thanks to Roberta and Mary. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing. And again, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank
it's really
you.
Special.
Thanks
for
so much.
Appreciate
Joe.
It.
We'll invite you to come to our pool.
Oh, great. I can't wait. Maybe you'll even bring me in the deep end. Yes. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.